Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets! And Mello back with the Knicks. Let's go!
Why?
Is he Chris? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You want to conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
Here's the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop coming to you live July 14th, 2014. You know what I mean? Via Cleveland and Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, man. It's Maniac Monday, man. And listen to this. We really dipping in the streets. And before we get started, I just want to let you know where I'm at right now, man. I'm on Euclid Avenue in Forest Hill for those guys in the world. I don't know. A.K.A. E.C. East Cleveland. I'm about to pull up by the best steak and gyro. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. So I just want to let the world know that. And we got a lot going on. My boy, Mello, he came back home, too. He with the Knicks. The All-Star game. The World Cup finale. Oh, it's going down. But before we get started, man, let me say what's the deal to my cellmate and super producer of the show. What the deal, T-Row? What's happening, baby? Oh, what's really going down with my player partner, Cellmate, man? You know what it is, man. Happy Monday to you, man. I hope your weekend was good. You know, man, like you say, we got a lot to talk about, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people going a lot of places there, Boogie. I thought Carmelo was going to stir it up, but he like a fucker went back home. But, you know, you can't turn down $40 million, man. You know, yeah, I understand. Baby, wifey say, baby, we can't go nowhere. We got to stay put. You know what I mean? But, hey, man, I'm just going to say this, man. You know, it's a lot of people going a lot of places, L Boogie. We got some people going. Well, we got some information about the NFL and, the Washington Redskins back in the news. Donald Sterling say he ain't selling. What? What? Come on, Donald. You, I don't even want to get started there, Boogie. I was just saying, man. Man, a little tweet and told me, man, Donald Sterling is holding up for us like he don't know how. And then we got the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby going on there, Boogie. We got a lot to talk about. Yo, special event that you, boy, I heard you put it down an event this weekend there, Boogie.
Oh, yeah. It was frenzy, Ross. We had a lot of people come out. We had Earl Boykins, London Fletcher, guys who helped sponsor the event. We went, and we had over 200 kids, and they're coming back next week, next Saturday, because Sunday, you know what I'm saying, violence tried to win with the rain. Talk to the coaches, and we'll be back this Saturday coming up for the night that we're saying the World Cup, the knockout round. They playing for the medals, the trophies, the T-shirts. Oh, it's going down. And we got a chance to give them some more knowledge next Saturday. So we had some workshops, life skill situations. We did some role playing. And furthermore, man, we want these guys to dream. And, you know, the older guys, they had to say, you know, L Boogie, you know, why you ain't do it for us? I said, I did do it for you. You just didn't take it in heed and stride what I was trying to give you at a young age to give you opportunity. So, but when we first started, we had that, I got a couple of guys, like I said, out of probably 200 kids I have since we first started to be ranked in the country on the back, you know, as far as basketball, and they're good people. And the best thing about it with those two guys, guess what they did, bro? They volunteer ref for the youngins, man. So you got to give back for the people who gave back to you.
What they do for you, Big Pepper?
Oh, man, they reffed a couple fifth and sixth grade games. They kept score. And me being down with my Achilles, they kept, you know, every now and again they're running and get a, you know, go coach El Boogie a hot dog in the water, man.
Yeah. That's what you call respect. You know what I'm saying? They know you would have been out there doing it if you could have been doing it, but, you know, you need a helping hand, brother. Lean on
me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you're not strong.
I gotta give another special shout out, man, to Big Brother Almighty. You know, he came out there and he stayed the whole time and he ref and he threw his weight around, man. He made me sit down. He kept telling me, Boogie, sit down. So in order for me to feel like I was part of the event, man, you know, I was on crutches coaching the team. I couldn't help it. You know, we love the youth. So I, you know what I'm saying, stood in and coached the team, so it was very vindicating. And you know us, bro, like you said, on the sports officials, we need to take this to the next level and put this show on the road because we are impacting young people's lives.
Absolutely, man. That's what I see y'all doing, man. You got to start from the bottom and work your way to the top, baby.
Man.
No other way to start out is in your own foundation and getting it rolling, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
Big up to you, man, Earl Boykin, you know, London Fletcher, the Green Eye,
yeah.
Especially the Big Brother Almighty repping all day, you know what I mean?
Oh,
getting it in
man.
All the way to the supporters, man, that,
you know, that put in a helping hand for it. So, you know, it's a good cause, man, and you guys, you know, some good brothers, and you know what we do, man. We all about the youth, baby. It's the streets.
And listen to this. Don't forget I'm getting you guys T-shirts, and little T-Rub going to get him a book bag as well, you know what I mean, with Dynasty on it. So he can put his LeBron's in there. So
you know, he ready.
I got you guys.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, did you get a chance to check out the World Cup, man? I know it was the last game, man, on Sunday, man, Germany and Argentina. Did you get a chance to check it out, Flair?
Yes, I did. Hold on, Joe. Hold on. I'm sorry,
that's
I'm in the
streets,
man.
See, boys gotta, hold on, don't cross the street, cars come.
Right. Man, so what was going on in Germany and Argentina was you kind of like knew it was going to happen. Argentina had their chances. They should have took advantage of them because you knew near the end Germany was going to force their will as they do. I wish it would have came down to penalty kicks, though, just to – I mean, we had a lot of penalty kick games that ended 0-0 or tied up. So I was kind of disappointed about that because I wanted to go down to penalty kicks like Argentina did against the Netherlands. So – I'm sorry, against Belgium. So the Netherlands, yeah. So I wanted that to occur, but – you know, like I said, one thing crazy, Dre, every time I look at it, we have a long way to go as a country if we want to compete with these with other countries in this World Cup. I observe a lot of things, more stronger, more athletic, and just skill-wise, you know. It's like reverted. It's like a foreigner or – It's like how the World Cup for me, it's like how the foreigners look at us as far as basketball. Like they're gonna try to get there one day, but today isn't the day. That's how I look at the United States trying to compete in this World Cup of soccer. So it's gonna be very interesting. But we have to get better. As you see.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something. We're going to definitely
we get
to
a little bit more.
So.
Yeah. We get a little bit more diverse, though. That's good.
Yep. And so. Germany has the winning score in the 113th minute, man. Mario Gotez, you know, captures the win with that little goal that he got, man. And L Boogie, did you know this? By Germany hosting that trophy at the end of the game, man. Them boys won $35 million as a team, y'all.
How much? Say that one more time. The streets was whispering. I didn't hear that. Say that one more time.
I know you're in the streets and the wind might be whistling by your ear, but that's $35 million just for winning the World Cup. So that means each player get a bonus of $408,000. You know, on that squad. You know what I mean? It's all 23 players, you know.
$408,000 for winning a tournament you played in for about 3 weeks. You got $408,000 apiece. Whew, son.
Man,
listen, that might be my next four. Sign me up.
Argentina got $25 million for coming in second. You know, that ain't bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know,
right.
All 32 teams that you know, didn't get to make it so far, get so lucky, you get $8 million. So, I mean, you know, you can break that down between 23 still. You know, that's still a nice little backdoor change. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very. And the thing that I love about it is that it just seems it never happens for the home team. Like, you'll never – it hasn't happened since, you know, a long time where the team that's hosting is won the World Cup. So, you know, and for Germany to be dominant, I don't understand how
This is their first World Cup win since 1990. Am I correct, Ro?
Yes, you are. And the coach we had was on that 1990 team that did help us do Shout out to everybody checking us out on the web. You know y'all keep us hot, man.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Ro. Man, speaking of keeping it, yes, sir.
A lot of people trying to go home. A lot of people signing up. What's the deal with people signing up?
Man, I'm so happy that my man came on home. He followed LeBron's lead in some type of way.
He couldn't resist, man. 122 million versus 88. What would you have done?
To be honest with you, I can sit here and ponder that, and then and people will say that, oh, man, you're lying to yourself. But if I had, he's married with children. He has a lot of relatives. He has a lot of, a lot of ties with the state of, you know, or the city of New York, sort of something like LeBron James. So even if I think the playing field was still even, I still think that he would choose the Knicks. Reason being, even though we didn't have anything going into the draft, we made something happen. We got a coach in Derek Fisher who has 5 rings. So that makes you ponder and think like, wow, we didn't have no picks, and now we got some guys that we can at least make the playoffs when you really didn't think that you would, that you were going to. So, and who wouldn't want to stay with Phil? You know, Jerry Buss, let him rest his soul, I didn't think he did the will right. He should have went to the daughter instead of the son. The son is just trying to throw around so much Ty Strong that he's messing up the franchise.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, that's how the Lakers do it, man. Somehow, some way, they're going to find some talent. I'm glad they're just on the down end right now. No disrespect, B-Mac. I'm just saying. I just, you know, y'all got enough championships. Let some other teams win for a change. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Ro. Why hasn't LA signed a big name free agent?
You know, it's still time. Players still will have a chance to, you know, sign and figure out where they fit in. I'm surprised Pau Gasol signed with the Bulls, but it is what it is. Maybe, you know, Pau was looking for that change of scenery. Now he has that opportunity to go to the Bulls, add to that defensive talented team that they have over there. Still questioning the offense. I know they got Doug McDermott, but, you know, we'll see what he's going to do. But, you know, it is what it is. And, yeah, we're going to see. Time will tell. We'll see what's happening. But, you know, the Lakers going to do something. I don't know if they, you know, they're just on a down right now, L, and nobody wants to use that rebuilding word. But the Lakers are definitely on the rebounding side of everything, you know?
I never thought I would be saying this, but the Clippers better than the Lakers? Who would have thought that? Man, let's ponder about that as we go to the commercial. Lakers,
yes,
being the laughing stock of the league right now. They're going to consecutive lotteries. We need to look that up, bro. When is the last time the Lakers have been in consecutive lotteries?
Yeah. That ain't never been. I mean, you know, they got lucky enough to get back.
Is this the first year via, besides a losing record, have they ever been in the lottery via a trade or something? They got a pick? Because I don't ever recall the Lakers being in the lottery.
We're going to do some research. We're going to definitely look that up and get right back at that on that. You know how we do.
Man. So for the Lakers to, man, be in rebuilding stage, and Kobe saying, you know, damn with that, I remember this press conference. We're not going to be rebuilding like the Pistons. Well, they need to find that. They need to find that footage because that's what's going to happen.
The time is here.
You're going to throw us 20.
He ain't know. He ain't know. It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop on a street perspective. Man, shout out to my man, the Big Ticket Joe Wise Jr., man. Shout out to my man, Daryl Franklin, the original D-Mac, Air Powers, a.k.a. Goob Lover. Man, I kicked it with the Four Horsemen. I went to college with a couple of these guys, man. We kicked it the other night after the Young People versus Violence. It was frenzy. Danny, no. L Boogie and T-Row, we'll be back after the break. But we're going to keep discussing them Lakers, man. And talk about this All-Star game. Why is this so important to win? Bug Seeley, you need to change the rule, man. When you come, when you step down after this year, they need to change the rule. You ain't even know. It's an All-Star game. It don't supposed to mean nothing. He ain't even know. Let's go, Ro.
Yeah.
Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, and you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's down on the pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's down on the pair of lean, you don't even know it. Just have me no cut, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know, your man nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's down on a pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's down on a purple lane, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it.
Young people on the move, man. A lot of people on the move, man, in this NBA. Free agency is crazy. I don't know what's been going on, man. Vince Carter left the Mavericks. I can't believe it. He went to Memphis. Vince. Ah, good luck, Cliff. You know what I mean? Gordon Hayward, you got to stay with Utah, Cliff. You can't go. You can't go to Charlotte. I know you want to team up with Mike, but oh well, Utah back to offer. So you staying in Utah. You know what I mean? Good old Pau Gasol going to old Chicago. We'll see what that works out to be. It look like. Oh, Houston, you just don't let old Chandler Parsons come in to Dallas. Well, at least we get somebody to replace the scores in this corner. Chandler, he's a little bit more younger. I'll take that. You know what I mean? I like the way that sound, man. You know, Paul Pierce, L Boogie, say he leaving Brooklyn. He going to head over to Washington and want to get that youth boy and John Hall. John Wall. Did I say Hall? I meant to say John Wall. You know what I mean? Your boy, Caron Butler, signed a two-year deal with the Detroit Pistons. Matt Bonner know what to do. He stayed home. It was San Antonio, signed a one-year deal. But when you're making $1.5 million to stay with the world champions, you know, that ain't a bad move, L. Boogie. You know, you stay home, L. Boogie. Keep that money in your left pocket. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Williams, you know, he's been on the, boy, this boy's been on the go. Now he's going back to North Carolina. Yeah, going back over to Charlotte. You the jacker. I don't know why you even, Mike, I don't know what you're seeing. Trying to stay youthful to the Tar Heels. I understand. And L. Boogie, you know, I give it up for Phil Jackson, man. He was really trying to give it up to everybody. He was trying to reach out to all the players, you know, that he thought could fit into the New York Knicks, you know, system. And lo and behold, good old Lamar Odom, you know, was in the mix. Quietly behind closed doors, our big dog Phil Jackson was looking at Lamar and had Lamar on the situation. That situation failed, El Boogie. Oh, my goodness. Come on, L.O. It's July. Season don't start to October. You couldn't follow a strict script for 4 more months, man, to get a check? Man, El Boogie, I guess that habit is just, you know, tougher than I thought, man. But your boy got waived by the Knicks, man. Come on, L.O. What's going on with your boy, L.O., man? Can you holler at me? He at home.
You know what? You know what's wrong with L.O.?
I know it's a choker.
No, L.O. can't stay out of high life. We're talking that high life. No, dude, you can't. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I don't know why, but Carmelo Anthony's going to get some money to the end of the contract. I mean, excuse me, he's going to take less money to the end, so, I mean, take less money early so they can get some players, man. That's what I like about it. He's going to get the money, but he's taking less money now. So they can get some players in there between now and next year, so they can compete against LeBron and the Cavs. I never thought I'd be saying that. I never thought I'd be saying that again with LeBron James and the Cavs.
Well, get used to saying it, because let me ask you this, L. Boogie. Before I say that, LeBron's new deal is 2 years, $42.1 million, with the one-year option to opt out. Is that a good contract? What do you think? LeBron can, you know, monopolize off of this situation, or do you think that if things don't go good or if things don't go the way that he plans, do you think he would really just leave the city of Cleveland like that again?
I think he's really committed this time. I don't think he's
why is the contract only 2 years, $42 million with a one-year option?
Well, reason why he did that, because we know during the second year, the CBA is up. And then they're going to be negotiating with the TV revenues. And they know the salary cap will be higher. And then he can get more money when he signs the next contract. So that's why.
Okay.
So that's why he took the two-year deal. You know what I'm saying, with the option. You know, they always got to put the option in there. That's just formalities.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to scare the city of Cleveland, but I can tell you this: this is what I think about the two-year deal. I know LeBron really likes to go after that money, man. let's just say, for instance, now I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. I'm just saying on the flip side, because everybody keeps saying, oh, Miami's going to do this and do, oh, excuse me, Cleveland's going to do this and do that because LeBron is home. Well, what if things don't go so well? What if the unthinkable happened, L Boogie? What if LeBron gets hurt? What if a sniper comes to Cleveland and takes him out in month number two, month number three, and, man, we all know what could happen after that. So I'm just saying, L Boogie, if things don't go the way, this is what I'm saying on the contract. It's just my opinion. Don't be mad at me, City Cleveland. I'm just saying. If things don't go the way that this dude plans, I know the family cool. He got the family established and everything, but man, Chicago ain't too far down the street. I'm just saying, big homie. New York ain't too far either. Do you think he would skip out on the city of Cleveland?
That's a good question. But see, they have so much money they can still get guys. So they were playing this even without LeBron James. They just so happened to luck up and get him. I'm not going to say luck up and get him. I'm going to say put in the work to clear cap room so they can be set up for this type of situation. So that's how they'll do that.
Is this a setup? Because little tweet to toe, I got a little tweet. Let me tell you this, L Boogie. I heard about the 2-year contract on this level as well. Because his boy, KD, Kevin Durant out of Oklahoma City, gonna be a free agent next season. It's not guaranteed that he gonna return to the city of Oklahoma City. So he could be, you know, taking as much as he can take right now. Because, you know, Dan Gilbert still got boo-boo on his lips from kissing that ass and apologizing. That's why I was behind closed doors, because he had to go deep. He had to kiss Rank. Yes, you Rank. You know what I mean? And I'm just saying. So I think LeBron's milking him for all he can get for this one season. So when KD say, you know, hey, big homie, I want to join Taz, he going to make that cut. You know, okay, I take the pay cut for my dog to come over. Like you say, Cleveland got a whole bunch of money. They just don't know what to do with it. They getting rid of Deion Waiters and a couple more players to get Kevin Love. Y'all just might be doing something. But I don't know. I'm just saying. Could that be a possibility?
Yeah, let me say this, Joe. Let me say this, bro. Two things I do know. Number one, LeBron James is a machine. He's like Jim Brown. He won't get hurt. Might twist the ankle, bumps and bruises. But
break
that kid, that kid, man, I tell you. I just don't never see it. We've been saying this for I said this is rookie year and it's second year. I said, he's a specimen, man. This guy won't ever get hurt. Well, I take that back. I meant to say everybody gets hurt, but they don't get injured. You can play hurt.
There you go.
When you get injured, it's a different story.
Yeah, so, you're definitely right about that. That injury will put you on the sideline. Let's talk about your boy Carmelo signing that thick contract, 5-year, $122 million. Make Capra on the bring some help in?
I hope so. I hope we can do something. One thing that I'm digging about, I'm watching the summer leagues. I'm seeing the progression of Tim Hardaway Jr., Mr., you know, Cleanthony Early. And I'm watching their development, and I'm seeing he might be on to something. Jose Calderon in the triangle offense. I mean, I might could be just dreaming, you know, because I'm a Knicks fan. But at the same time, I'm thinking we're going to make some progress.
Summer League is deceiving sometimes. Shane Larkin looked like a little all-star out there.
Yeah. I hope Shane can get it together. He's very undersized, but he's quick. And he can shoot. He has heart like his dad. Don't get it twisted. But I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be tough. Y'all got some good talent out there. Y'all was spanking somebody earlier today. I don't know who that was quite exactly, but, yeah, that was pretty nice to see the Summer League doing what they doing.
Remember when we were playing in the address type of Summer League, you played in the Summer League at the, you know, at your local recreation center in L.A. You played in the L.A. Summer League just on your own. There was a lot of amateurs and a lot of pros.
Right.
There were no, you know, team Summer Leagues. It was mixed up. So these kids have it pretty good right now. You can see your talent real early. So that's good by the NBA.
That's what's up. Your boy Andrew Wiggins, man, looked pretty good for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Signed his first endorsement deal with Adidas, you know. Following up on D-Roll, so, hey, man, hopefully he can do something big with that Adidas logo. Let me ask you this. If you've been checking out the Summer League, looks like he's been able to hold his own. What's your thoughts so far about Andrew Wiggins in the Summer League from what you've seen?
Does the Summer League impress me? I'm looking at the little things, like my man Nordis Noel. He's getting better. Honestly, he impressed me a little bit.
True that.
And people are learning, like, it's a breakout thing. Like, my man who used to play with Golden State, he did so well. He did so well that he got traded to the Lakers during the season. So
right.
It can be helpful. With somebody to get hit to you, but you be buried on the bench because you have Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, so it's very difficult to get on that floor, so they had to deal them. And that's what the Summer League is for, to show talent, and I think they're doing a hell of a job doing that.
Yeah, L Boogie, man, I don't mean to break topic, man. You watching the Home Run Derby, man.
Yeah, I see it. I know Yasiel Puig didn't even hit a home run. I just called him out and said he was going with it.
Hey, what we watching this for, man? Come on, dog. You supposed to be an all-star. You can't hit on. And then watch, you going to get an all-star game and hit two back-to-back.
Right. Right. I guess all harm, Buzz Silly. Use Herm Edwards' cliche for the All-Star game, huh? You play to win the games. Hello? Bud, using it as an All-Star game. Man, what's up with – man, we need this – man, listen. When is it, have you ever heard that the All-Star game counts for something? Charity games don't count for nothing. Only thing they count for is some bragging rights, and people don't even brag about that.
What's up with Buzz Felix, man? What's up with the All-Star game? Why the rules need to change? What's the rule, first of all?
The rule is whichever conference wins the All-Star game has home field advantage in the World Series. One of my men.
The league, the American League versus the National League.
Yeah, one of my mans threw me a kite. He said, now what if you had the best record in the league and you win 100 games? Or the best game, or you just break your record for the most wins in the season, but your conference doesn't win the All-Star game.
Right.
Where did you do that at, bro?
Ah, man. That's that baseball, man. They different. You know, we always been questioning baseball. We know it's the, you know, America's pastime, but, man, I don't know, man. Some of these rules, we can't get the best. We can't get the Major League Baseball, the all-time leading hitter in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I just don't understand. The dude made a mistake, admitted it to his, come on, man. You ain't going to let Pete Rose in. I just, come on, Buzz Seeley. Let the dude in. What's wrong with you, man? Now you got this rule. You all about the steroids. We don't know if this is right or wrong. You got us confused about steroids. All thing we know is some rub and some deer antler spray that you can spray up under your tongue. That's all we know about steroids right now. Man, I just don't understand. You know? So I wish Buzz Seelig would get it right, man, and, you know, talking about he getting baseball on the right track. How? I don't. Come on, man. Get Pete in, man. I ain't discriminate. I like Pete.
Well, you know what Buzz Seelig always said. Chicks love the long ball. So when you hitting home runs, it looks sexy. So he can do whatever he can to try to keep the league spiced up. And after the situation with, you know, the first wave of PEDs, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, in 2007, he has the, you know, the pass. We call it the pass year. When guys like, you know what I'm saying, David Ortiz has been saying he's upset because, you know, don't give me a pass. You can test my pee. So he was very upset. Can you hear what I'm saying? Buzz Seelig, Bud the Bum Seelig, is giving people passes from steroids to continue to play.
See? I don't know what's going on. That's why baseball, man. I know they make a lot of money on Boogie, but I don't understand, man.
I don't understand. Man, let's go to the commercial on that note. When we come back, we're going to talk about the impact of LeBron James, not just only signing with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the impact he has on other players signing in the NBA. So we're going to discuss that, his impact on the league in general. And three questions of the night. Tomorrow, who do you think is going to win the Major League All-Star game? The American League with Adam Jones and, you know what I'm saying, Joey Bautista, or you got the National League with your boy Kershaw and the boys. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go. On my jock for my dope intro, as I glance at these double K microphone record. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? I'm not playing, understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying, taking no shorts, showing vital signs, you can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll, catch a flick at the movies, danceable, cause I choose to refuse to slack, when I'm back I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack, with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is death, and then deadly as crack. While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker's laying. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding. Check the billboards. People
creep around town talking this and that. Now how it sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
Monday, baby. The Streets of Talk is Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, I'm in the asylum. I'm at another asylum, bro. I got my son, Dayville, Ville Smooth with me. You know what I mean? AKA Lil Meeks. You know what I mean? You know. Then I got, you know what I mean, Joe Wiser, AKA The Big Ticket. You know what I mean? So, man, we up in the spot. We in EC, man. We in East Cleveland, man. Big up to Huff, man. Big up to everybody who participated, you know, volunteered, you know, in the big event, Heaven O Youth, and, you know, all the guys who participated. So, but, yeah, man, I never did get your take. I know we're regressing. Why no one wants to play with Kobe Bryant?
Yeah. I still... And I don't know, man. I can't put my finger on it. I know Kobe is on his, you know, his last little way out, but Kobe's going to come back with some vengeance, man. And if anybody can do anything that's unpredictable, it's Kobe. And Kobe is kind of like a coach. He can sit back and visualize what's going on from the sideline, so that way when he gets it back going, some people are going to be in trouble. I think he kind of rushed it coming back last year off of the injury, which caused him to have another one, which, you know, eventually cost him the season. But Kobe, man, I don't want to say anything negative about Kobe, because Kobe is one of those guys who can prove you wrong. And he's a billboard guy. He takes all that media stuff, puts it on the billboard, and he lets people have it. For nobody to want to really play with the Lakers, I think it's good for Kobe, because Kobe can do what he wants, get into his little zone, and when he get it going, he's like LeBron. He really don't need nobody else. He can win 30 games by himself. So, I mean, it is what it is, but the Lakers are the Lakers. They are always going to get somebody who wants to play in La La Land. Hey, come on now. It is historic. I mean, you got all the celebrities every game, not just one or two games, every night, every Tuesday, every Thursday. It's amazing, you know? And, you know, somebody will be over there other than Swagger P. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm very, it hurts me. When I say it hurts me, it's not that. It's just that I really need them to, the Lakers, be good for the NBA. You got to have him. You got to have Boston, you gotta have these guys good. It's just been that way through history. You know what I'm saying? So I really need them to
you know, get that together.
No, you know? I don't. They in the Western Conference. They can suck as long as they need to. Be on the down. It's only a few teams that I don't like, and they got a lot of championships.
Yeah. You don't like San Antonio, and you don't like the Lakers, do you?
Hey, man, that's on the personal level, man. You know, you may get me choked up, man. The Steelers, you know what I'm saying? Okay, they got six, we got five. You know, it's just bad. San Francisco, they trying to do, you know, they team is up and, you know, getting brand new and hot like Coco. And, man, look, if they get six, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that is tough. It's tough being a fan, dog.
Kick them while they down right now, huh? Because, you know, eventually they're going to
kick them while they're down. Hell, you kick them a Cowboy down when they down, so why can't I be a hater on something? I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying. I got a little room to hate a little bit.
Yeah. And it's because Kobe has dominated, or I should say dogged a lot of players in the league, so they just don't want to play with him. Or you know, they don't want to play to the expectation and fail because, let's be honest, look at the roster, man. Even if he brings another superstar in, it's the West. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
It's not just going to be tough, but it, like you say, in the West, the West is consistent. And if you're not consistent with winning 48, 50 games a season, sometimes even 52, 55 games a season, you might not even make eighth place. So, you know, it just depends on which one of those superstars Kobe can bring in. He can bring in Kevin Love. It's a different story. But, you know, anybody other than that, it's not going to work. But, you know, L Boogie, I was also checking out, you know, what you were saying, you know, how LeBron's signing affects the rest of the league. And it really does play a big part because now look at what Miami has gotten. They got an opportunity to get Luol Deng. And, I mean, if, you know, Luol can get over the little, you know, illness that he, you know, somehow contracted or whatnot, you know, if he can find his little groove and how to fit in with Miami, Miami just might be something to play with. Don't count Miami out so fast. And by LeBron signing back home with Cleveland, it's opened the doors. You know, it's got Paul Pierce looking like, you know, maybe I got two or three more cracks at it because we all know who LeBron's kryptonite is. It's that dude, the Truth. So if the Truth can get over to Washington and help John Wall and, you know, the rest of that crew over there in Washington get it in. Nay, I mean, it's just, whew. They got Gortat back. I mean, yeah, you know, something to reckon with. Because you really, Paul Pierce don't have to do much. He can just be your killer. When the game is on the line, who you go? You go give it to the Truth. Because you know he's going to deliver more than he falls out. So, I mean, it LeBron's signing really plays a big part. Because, I mean, do you really honestly think that Carmelo was going to go back to New York if LeBron would have went elsewhere? I believe that Carmelo, if Carmelo thought that he and LeBron could fit, you know, up under the cap and play with each other, I think they would have made that happen. But since LeBron went home, I think that's what caused Carmelo to go home on the addition of $40 million.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's it. But let's move on to the Major League Baseball All Star game that's coming up tomorrow. And I'm just asking you, who you got, man?
Oh, man, you know, I really want to go with the American League, man. Not only because that's where my team represents, the Texas Rangers, you know, but it's just the pitching. The pitching in the AL, dog, Them boys got some heaters over there. Not to take nothing away from the National League, but that American League is just, it's just fierce, man. Max Scherzer, you know what I mean? Felix Hernandez, you know? I mean, you just think of that, man. It's just amazing that when you get that type of pitching, you, Darvish, I mean, Mark Burley, I mean, just the names alone get you stirred up, you know? I mean, I like the National League. You know what I mean? You got Clayton Kershaw, Johnny Cueto having some good years, you know? Adam Wainwright. I mean, it's just, I'm going to go with the American League because I just like the pitching of the American League, dog. We got a lot of nice big bats on the American League side, and I know the National League got talent, but I just think the American League is gonna prevail, dog. I got the American League on this. Who you got in tomorrow's All-Star game?
Well, I hope that the American League wins because that means when the Yankees go to the World Series, you know, we can have home field advantage. You know what I mean?
See? That's another team I don't like. I didn't want to see.
Yeah. So, I'm just, you know, being facetious. But I think the National League is going to win. They got two studs coming up back-to-back with Adam Wainwright and your boy Kershaw. So I just think the pitching in the National League is going to weigh out.
Yeah, that National League, you can't go wrong. They got some nice pitchers over there. The starter for tomorrow's All-Star game, as far as the pitchers go, are Felix Hernandez out of Seattle. You know, that dude got some nasty, nasty stuff. And also Adam Wainwright for the National League out of St. Louis, who also has some mean stuff. So it's going to be great to, I mean, just the way it's going to start off. You know what I mean? So a lot of big ups to those guys that had actually made it to the Major League Baseball All-Star game. You know, like I mentioned earlier, we got the home run derby jumping off El Boogie. But just to let you know who made it to the All-Star game as a starter tomorrow, man, for first base for the – we're going to run through the American League, and then we'll chop it down through the National League. For the first base, you got Jose Abreu, the young rookie out of Chicago, man, been doing big things for the White Sox. Second, we got Jose Alaviar out of Houston. Shortstop, you got Alexei Ramirez out of the Chicago White Sox. Third base, Adrian Beltran from Texas Rangers. Out right, you got your boy Michael Brantley from Cleveland doing big things. Center field, Jonas Sedepidus, who's also in the home run derby playing for the Oakland Astros. Left field going to be Alex Gordon out of Kansas City. And the catcher going to be Salvador Perez. That's out of the American League. For your National League, you know, you got your boy Freddie Freeman out of Atlanta, man, doing big things. Second base, D. Gordon out of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Shortstop, Sterling Castro, young hot player out of the Chicago area with the Cubs. Third base got Todd Frazier from Cincinnati doing big things. Right field, Gianno Canaro Stanton playing for the Miami Marlins. Man, just hit a smash in the home run derby, you know. Your boy center field, Charlie Blackman out of Colorado. Left field, Hunter Pence from San Francisco, always making it to the All-Star game. And then the catcher going to be Johnny LaCroix out of Milwaukee. So those going to be your starters for tomorrow. And let me ask you this, L Boogie. It's your last All-Star game for your boy Derek Jeter. What they going to do for your boy tomorrow out there in Minnesota, dog?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this is why not you're here? The captain, man. This is last hoorah. Can I get a hoorah, captain?
Hoorah!
Man, the old cat, man. I'm most definitely going to see him, you know, run out. And, you know, they come out on, you know, because it's in Minnesota, the American League will come out first. And it's going to be my last time seeing old Derek Jeter run out the dugout to shortstop, man. Man, it's going to be very,
because I grew up with the guy. You know, we're around the same age, so as he's doing his thing, we're around this, you know what I'm saying, like I said, the same age. So it's going to be, you know, a reality check, like, man, these guys can't play it forever. But I've seen him come as a young pup to a pit bull, a stud, and, you know what I'm saying, do his thing. So it's going to be real, real interesting. I'm very proud of DJ for what he's given to the league and to my organization, New York Yankees. So shouts out and big up to Derek Jeter, man. Mr. November. We could call him Mr. October because of, you know what I'm saying, Reggie Jackson. You know what I'm saying? But Mr. November.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? That was because of
9/11, homie. Yeah, now that we got more games, it goes to November.
Right. Yeah, buddy. That's what it is, there, buddy.
Did you see... And we were just, you know what I'm saying, at the streets, just talking a little, you know, street sweep. Giancarlo Stanton. Woo! He just hit a shot 422 feet of laser. He's not Petroia. He can't get the laser show label.
Right.
But wow. He hit one up. He hit one where your ticket might be $10.
Right.
So... You know what I mean? A.K.A. nosebleed section.
Yeah, man. I thought it was going to go up to the third upper deck, boy. He is so pumped.
So, I mean, this is the best part about the All-Star game is the home run derby, you know. You always look forward to it, like the slam dunk contest in the NBA. And some guys you don't even know. You know what I mean? But they got power. You know, and one thing about baseball, when you're 5'9", 5'10", you consider tall. If you're 6'2", it's like you're 7 feet. You know, if you're 6'6" on the mound throwing heat, oh my. You get paid millions. And I want to
just take it.
Since we're talking about baseball too, Roy, I just want to touch on a touchy subject, and that's African Americans in the game of baseball. As I'm looking at, you know, as you're announcing the All-Star starters, and I'm just listening, and I'm looking at, you know, we're watching simultaneously the Home Run Derby. How many African? We're not talking about Spanish guys. You know, they look like they're, you know, they're African American. You know, but when they open their mouth, get your Spanish dictionary out.
Right.
So my thing is, what's it do? We talk about the World Cup. What about African Americans in Major League Baseball? Where has it gone? I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, you had Doc Gooden. You had Daryl Strawberry. You had Ozzie Smith. You had, you know, Willie Randolph, Reggie Jackson. I mean, you had about six starters, and it's only 9 on the field. So I'm just wondering where these guys went. Willie Wilson, who played for Kansas City, I mean, David, I mean, it was just a lot of African-Americans playing baseball. Now, it's maybe 1 per team. We don't have over 50 African-Americans, I think, I have to do my research, in Major League Baseball right now. We're not talking minor leagues. I'm talking at the big show. So what do you think of the direction of African-American baseball? What do you think that state of mind is going?
You know, I'm going to say that for African-Americans, it's declined a little bit. Taken a big hit over the last 10, 15 years. But L Boogie, I can remember about 8-10 years ago, Gary Sheffield was doing an interview with one of the baseball hosts of a show, and he was like, man, this game is changing.
And he's just like, all these guys that are coming in, yeah, they look like me. But when you interview them, they don't sound like me. And he said that a long time ago, man. And he was aware then that it's getting thin with our people playing this sport of baseball. But I must say this. There are still guys out there that are getting it done. David Price, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. Derek Jeter. Come on, man. 20 years in the game. Man, putting up, you know, he did. Man, come on, man. El Capitan. You know what I mean? You got our boy D. Gordon playing second base for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, pretty damn good. You know, young talent, young stud. You got, you know, what's my guy from the Dodgers that plays center field? I can't think his name. Light-skinned pretty boy, Dayton Rihanna. What is his name? I can't think his name right now. But, you know, Adam Jones in the home run derby. We got a couple of guys out there, man, that are still trying to stay afloat, but the number has dwindled, L Boogie, and it's one of those things that we gonna have to work on to help our youth understand that this sport is something that you can make a living off of. But it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise where it's going. Of course, when you can afford to have a guy be defected from one country to another and you're able to pay him, you know, whatever amount to have him play, it's, you know, it's knocking the percentages down for our people to get in, you know?
Let me say this, bro. I'm going to go back to this when we was kids. Whatever happened to playing any bounce? Whatever happened to playing stickball? You know, nowadays, you know, and plus with baseball, you need equipment. Everybody needs a glove. You know, you might need a bat, and then you might have batting practice for guys that you need helmets. But then also the day and age of the microwave age, everything is quick, fast. We sat in front of baseball games and watched them 9 innings. I remember when I was a kid, I lived in Cleveland, I watched Lenny Barker pitch a perfect game. I watched the whole game, eating me 3 bags of barbecue potato chips, some M&Ms, and a pineapple orange fruit punch, Dairyman. And Rick Manning caught the last out of center field. See how I can remember that? And that was in 84. Kids do not want to sit down and watch a baseball game. They want to be Twittering and Facebooking. That's what black kids are doing nowadays. Everything is quick, fast, fast.
Right.
And they don't want to be.
Talk about the video game. I want
to
tweet.
And listen to this too, Ro. It's a social thing. Girls don't come to the baseball games. To the basketball and football game. Give me an O. Oh, ain't no cheerleaders at the baseball games. Yeah, man. So I think there's no jazz to it. They don't, you know, these guys, I mean, we had guys who had swag back then playing baseball on African-American side. I mean, Ricky Henderson. I mean, the list goes on. Joe Carter. I mean, do you want me to continue? How many African-American black ball players we can name right now that's significant in the game? Andrew McCutchen. And he won MVP last year. He was runner-up the year before. Now you tell me another. Mr. Price, the pitcher. C.C. Sabathia. Give me some
Adam
guys
Jones.
In the field. You got Adam Jones.
Adam Jones. He might be all right. He could be a candidate.
Yeah, I'm saying he's an all-star, but I'm saying is besides those guys, name me some more. Besides those two.
Yeah, I mean, see if he wouldn't get hurt so much.
Only reason why I can give you Michael Bradley because he plays for the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's hard to really, I mean, when you talk about African-American players in the league, you would have to get a list of them and look at them because you just can't, I mean, I'm going down just through my Rolodex in my brain, and every person I think is black ain't black.
It's come on, Star. Come on, Star, homie.
Right. You know, there aren't any black catchers. I mean, Prince Fielder, he hurt, but he was doing it for a minute. Everybody still believes he got a big back and help an organization win.
Right. So, man, I just hope we can get back in the league, man, and represent a little bit more harder. Reason why I brought the subject up because I just want my black youth to understand that you can also play baseball, and we need more of you in this sport. So if you're listening to all the, you know what I'm saying, youngins, you know, the black African-American youngins, you can make it, you can start making $400,000 to $500,000 just in the minor leagues. To 6 months of baseball. You don't even have to make the big show to make money playing baseball. More than you play football in the minor leagues. Something to think about.
Right.
So.
Yeah, buddy. Quick commercial, man. Go to a break when we come back. We're going to talk some more about, man, what's been going on in the sporting world. That USA roster been picked out, L Boogie. We're going to see whose name's been on there. Just a few names just for right now, but we're going to definitely take a look and see who's been selected so far on that USA men's basketball roster that's going to take place this summer. So come back, we're definitely going to get it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think some people got snubbed, but we're going to holler about that. Man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twisted hip-hop from a street perspective. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, they just finishing up the first round of the home run derby. And right now, I'm at Mississippi just 1 yard. He got his first homer in the home run derby. Oh! Super producer Zero and L Boogie, man, the Streets. Let's go.
She wanna fuck and I say church. Praise. You live on Sunday like a church. Bottle after bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. I lay back, she go crazy. Fuck me good, but she no say. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million. So I can take care of them titties. Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm fitting to kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float.
then I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses. I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man. I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting up. Worry about your followers. You need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough. And your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on. You spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go. So there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for. Nigga,
bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her wait a 50 bottles and she tell me stay win and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord forgive me for my sins. I'm just tryna win and she a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. She wet again, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, that pussy good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati. It's rock all in my bottle. She was on that reposado. And I think I'll run to Rado. And this bitch I'm spinning like I hit Salado. This is Salado.
Bad bitches in the building. A couple real niggas in the building.
He's back in the building. And I forgot to give one name. We were just talking about this in the streets. We were talking about the African man. How about Fred McGriff, the crime dog?
Ooh.
Who used to out with the Braves and ball out with the you know, with the Blue Jays.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good
it
old Fred McGriff. Crime dog.
The crime dog. What a name. Man. So let me ask you this, Ro. Who you got on the list after your name on? And I want to ask you afterwards, who you think shouldn't be on the roster?
Are we talking about for the USA men's basketball?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's see who's on the list. Because we know the big three, I should say, you know, LeBron, Carmelo, and CP3, they're not going to play in the summer, you know, for this one. They're going to hold out for the 2016 Olympics and get it in. So right now, you know, of course, the top dogs are Derrick Rose, Kevin Durant, James Harden, you know, Kevin Love, you know, but – we got these guys who are going to be adding on, and here are the rest of them. We got Anthony Davis, of course, who was a big stud in the last one. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, your boy Kyrie, Blake Griffin, Paul George, Damian Lillard, Gordon Hayward, DeMarcus Cousins, Bradley Beal, Andre Drummond, Kenneth Faried, and Kyle Korver. Now, there are going to be some new guys coming in to try to take over, such as DeMar DeRozan and also Chandler Parsons. So out of the 19, they got to get it down to 12 in about a month or so, or shall I say at the end of this month. So, I mean, it's a lot of big names out there. If there was anybody I was going to just leave off the list just by looking at the list of the names that are on it right now, I would have to say I would leave off Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards, not taking anything away from what he did in the season that he had last season. I would also take away Kyle Korver. I know that in the Olympic game you need shooters, but that's what you got Steph and Klay Thompson for. So for right now, I would cut those two, and then I would also – I mean, it would be tough because that's a lot of guards, and I believe that with James Harden and Kevin Durant, you got a lot of scoring going on. So I would invite, you know, DeMar DeRozan and Chandler Parsons coming on in to, you know, give us a look, but I would definitely turn them down as well, and I would stick with the rest of the guys that are on the list because, man, that's a tough list, dog. And you got Coach K coaching. Come on, dog. There could be a lot of other guys such as Kawhi Leonard to get on. It could also be LaMarcus Aldridge. We don't know about what he's going to do either. So it could be a number of things that's going to take place when after the little practices that they have. They're going to have to break it down, and we're going to see who's going to be out there to participate and represent the USA when this final roster comes down to 12 men. So who you think should have been left off the roster?
Like I said, I have a beef. I think Derrick Rose should have been left off. What is he on the team for? For training camp purposes to see how good he is? He need to just sit down and wait for the season to start. He might – step on a, you know, on an iPad and twist his ankle.
Come on, man. Don't be disrespecting D. Rose like that. You know we need D. Rose on that. Come on, man. We got to see what he got. This going to be a warm-up for him to get ready for the league.
Man, if I'm Jerry Krause, I'm telling him, man, well, you're a bag of bones. You owe us some money. You've been stealing checks, man. You need to just wait till the track camp starts. Derrick Rose should not.
Man, this for the World Cup of Basketball, man. We need Derrick Rose. Just because he's been living the last 600 days, don't mean that he ain't ready.
Man, we have a lot of great guards in the league that can hold it down without Derrick Rose on the team. You said Damian Lillard, right? Is he on the team?
Yes, Damian Lillard, Kyrie.
Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, Ray Rondo, is on the team?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry is on the team. Say no more, say no more. We don't need Derrick Rose. Splash Brothers on the team. I'm pretty sure Clay was invited.
Yes, he was.
Derrick Rose for what? What's the song,
man,
called?
We need to see what he got, man. He can torture these foreigners. He don't have to be torturing the league. Take it out on these foreigners and win us a chance. Bring that World Cup of Basketball from Spain on back to where the championship belongs. Not in Paris.
What Lil John say? Turn down for what? That's what Red Rose should have did. He should have turned down the invitation. Save
man.
It. Save it. Save it for the season, Derek. Your brother giving you bad advice, man. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he needs to save that energy and save those games for the season, man. We don't need him to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? You think the people from Chicago ain't going to be watching those games biting their nails? Every time he goes to shoot and come down, they're going to be holding their breath. He got the city by there, you know what.
Yeah.
And it looks like he won't break them for nobody.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to see. I need Derrick Rose to show me what time it is, how good he feels.
Man,
I don't
it's
want
gonna get ugly.
By taking a break. Don't be taking no break. Yo, we need you to play basketball. I'm tired of you taking a break.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he doesn't own the U.S. He owns Chicago, so that's why I don't think he should be playing. But, you know, who am I? I'm just El Boogie from the streets talking. You know what I mean? So, you know. But, we need that. We need that for the season, D. Rose. You might blow a tire. We don't need that.
Hey, L Boogie, you asked me about the Los Angeles Lakers and, you know, have they ever been a lottery, you know, before and or back-to-back seasons? The answer is no, big dog. They've never been a lottery in back-to-back seasons. So, you know, if things don't go the way that they want them to, it just might end up being a first-time coming. They've only been a lottery 3 years. They've done it in 1994, and for their pick, they took Eddie Jones. And in 2005, they were also number 10 in the lottery pick. They took Andrew Bynum. And this year in 2014, they were the number 7 pick, and they took Julius Randle. So those are the 3 years of the history of the Los Angeles Lakers and their lottery, you know, so. There you have it, man. So don't look for the under. This might be a first time thing, man. Messing with the male bus. You need Jeannie. You need the female bus to run stuff. She mad at the field. She know what to do.
Yeah, she knows what to do. Like Phil said, like Jay-Z, let me coach you. So she let Phil coach her, but now. The sun is running the show, and he's running it into the ground. You know what I mean?
Running
so,
to the ground.
To the ground. And I feel sorry. C's, I'm sorry. I know you're listening. You're a Laker fan. You know, Trey, I know you're listening. All you guys, Juelz the G, all you L.A. guys. Wow. This is bad times out there on that coast. First the Oakland Raiders and now the Lakers.
Yep. Yeah, you know. Who else you think should be left off the list? Since you got the Splash Brothers and James Harden, Kevin Love. I mean, it's a nice roster. Still got to cut it down to 12. Who else would you cut off beside Derrick Rose?
Man, I know this might sound off the cuff, but they need to be putting some guys on there who you know, what about Millsap? You know what I'm saying? He could have played. You know, play some guys who ain't going to play in the Olympics. You know they're not going to play in the Olympics. So why don't
what,
you let
so we
them
can
play
lose?
This? They'll still win it. No, you'll win.
We the USA. We don't want to lose. We had our time to lose.
You tell me Millsap can't compete in the Olympics.
I don't know. The lights might get too bright. You know, it's only a select few that can do this thing, man.
Him and Kevin Love on the floor at the same time. You don't think Kevin Love would make that guy step up?
Well, yeah. Now you're talking. Yeah. That would be something to work with. I mean, them foreigners play rough, El Boogie. You know, it's a different game when you go over to Spain and Europe and South America and everything, man. Get different.
You know what's, and oh my goodness, you know what's crazy, Ro? I'm looking at the Summer League as well. You know, it's TVs going on where we are, everywhere. It's like 3 TVs in the room. You know what I mean? And I'm just watching and seeing the Summer League. They got the L.A. Lakers and Golden State Warriors playing, and guess who is on the show? Who I see run across the screen. I didn't think he was going to even tip her. He would ever put on a shirt unless he purchased it with the Jerry West logo on it. And that's Aaron Kraft. That's Aaron Kraft from Ohio State Buckeyes.
He got a jersey on. Who he got a jersey on for?
The Golden State Warriors. Are you
guard heavy? He'll be a D-leaguer. He's trying out. Hell, the Mavericks got a job for you.
That's my point. You won't see these guys during the season, so it'll be great for me to see him now.
Man, this I don't know what's going on, El Boogie. This is crazy. But you know, he deserves a shot, man. 4-year player. you know, I was having a discussion earlier, man, with the panel in the studio. You know, it's amazing that I see these four-year players, you know, at least three-year, four-year players, Cleve Anthony Early, you know, Webb against Clay from Florida, you know, Young, and good old Aaron Crabb. And these guys didn't even get picked up. I take that backpack, Young. You got picked up. But these other players that I'm speaking of, they didn't get picked up, El Boogie, and they went to school for 4 years. And, you know, it's kind of amazing that these one-and-doners are taking all the limelight from these guys who thought that by staying 4 years, you know, help their stock rise in for this league. Goes to show you, man, how tough it is to get in this here thing, man. And it's hard to put on that Jerry West logo, man. It's tough. And, you know, it's only like 3,000 jobs, man, for these guys to be in the league. So you gotta be humble, and you gotta know what you're dealing with. You know what I mean?
Do I know what you mean? I told a guy, I said, you take any NBA player who averages 6 points in the league or lower, he will average 30 in his local summer league in his hood.
Right. Probably 40.
Probably 40. And people all, man, he only averaged 6 points in the leaders. It is hard to score a bucket in the NBA. It's 20-something thousand people watching you. And in the back of your mind, you know that millions are watching you on DirecTV. And every time you shoot, every time you whisper, every time you, you know what I'm saying, say something, the streets is talking. Can't too many people handle that. They booty hole get tight. It's a lot of
man.
Them like that. So when you talk about playing on the next level and playing in the league, and then playing in your local summer league at the crib, you know, say what you want. But you got to give them guys their props because they made that league and they plan for 82 games and they made the playoffs plus more.
Right. Yo, big brother, let's jump in the asylum real quick while we got an opportunity.
Oh, man, let's do it. Let's do it. Who we got jumping in the asylum this evening?
Oh, man, jumping into the asylum with us real quick this evening, man. I know he comes to y'all on time, but we're going to definitely get him in real quick. We got the Big Brother Almighty on the line. Yo, Big Brother Almighty, you on with the streets this evening?
What's up with you? What's up with you, T-Ro? What's going on? What's up, Ralph?
Man, you know what it is, man. We just chilling around here in the streets, man, having a good time, man. You know what, talking about where everybody going. I see your boy landed back at home. Made a lot of other people go elsewhere. Do you think by LeBron signing with Cleveland made Carmelo go back home to New York and settle that?
Nah, Lala got a big whip. He ain't about to leave that in New York. He's crazy. He ain't thinking about no LeBron. They ain't thinking about no LeBron.
You don't think he was trying to set it up? He was trying to set up somewhere he and LeBron can sit up under the salary cap and play with each other?
No way. Nah, he wasn't thinking about that. He just wanted to see how it feels to be shopped around, get treated like a king. He from the project. Let me see how these one of us in crackers don't treat me, man. These Europeans don't treat me, man. See how bad they want me. But I'm going back home to my love enchilada, man. I ain't about to mess around and mess that up. I'm not messing up the enchilada.
You can't. You already know. Big thing jumping off in Cleveland. You got Johnny Money. Now you got LeBron. Big things about to happen in Cleveland now that LeBron's back home?
Well, he can opt out next year. You know that, right? He can opt out next summer. So what that means?
Yeah, I know that. I saw the contract.
Yeah. So what that mean? Dan Gilbert just get $1 million at the casino for 82, what, about 40 games, man. So that add up to that 42 again, LeBron. So LeBron leaves again, so what? You know what I mean? It's about raising them ticket prices, man. He took a lump and he took a beating on that for 4 years in that queue, so he about to kill it right now. Why is he here, man? He don't care if LeBron win a title or not, man. You guys ain't talk. It's all about the money, man. Flat out. Some time write that old sob story. He ain't write that letter, man. He ain't write the letter. The little sports writer wrote the letter for him, man. Get out of here, man. He ain't write that letter. Anybody believe that? Okay. Hell, you believe that, don't you?
Well, this is my thing. I think he's going to stay because the reason why he put that two-year contract together was because, you know, they got to go back to the CBA and deal with these TV revenue sharing. And with that being said, it's going to up the money up for the salary cap, and then that's when he can sign another long-term deal. So he's locked in. To me.
He can opt out anytime he wants to, yeah. You can say whatever you want, man. Put your cast on it, man. I'm telling you, he can opt out, man. I don't trust him. Y'all can trust him. I don't trust him.
I don't trust it. Unless, you know, like I mentioned earlier, next year is a big year, too, for free agency. You got players like, you know, if Kevin Love don't get traded, he'll be available free up, Kevin Durant. So the one-year option could be like, you know, I could, you know, take all I can take from Dan Gilbert right now and then take a little pay cut to get one of these guys for sure, you know, to make sure that, you know, I ride out.
My whole thing about this, you got to be in a town that was ready for Indians was born, man. So the kids like Indians. All right, we don't feed you a little bit. We don't give you this corn. We don't give you some corn for now, Dan Gilbert. But in a minute, we about to put that poison in that corn and give you the flu so we can kill all y'all off. Bye. I'm gone, man. Flat out. That's the way I feel. You know what I'm saying?
True.
They treat us like Indians on the reservation, man. Trust flat out, man. They treat people like Indians on the reservation, man. And they accept it. So, hey, man. I'm a Cleveland fan, so I really ain't gonna talk bad about it, but I'm gonna let it ride, man. I'm just saying. Like I said yesterday on the sports official, I feel the same today, man. I'm just let it ride. I'm a Cleveland fan. I ain't about to buy no LeBron jersey, no LeBron shirts, or none of that, man. That's over the hill. Now, if I catch a pair of shoes on sale for like $19, I'd jump in them, okay. But other than that, no.
Man. Hey, let me ask you this, Big Brother Almighty. With LeBron being in Cleveland, I know he's a family-oriented type of guy, but does this help? Do you think he's going to, you know, lend a helping hand to try to get Johnny Manziel to try to cool out with some of the assets that he's been, you know, known to do since he's been in the league?
I want to ask you a question. Why would he? He's not going to sell any jerseys. He's not going to sell anything if he cools out. He's not going to sell anything. Everybody likes a rebel. Rebels sell, man. Rodman sold. You know what I mean? Rebels sell. Rodman wasn't that famous, even though he was on two championship teams. Ain't nobody really look at him until he dyed his hair, put on a wedding dress. Ain't nobody paying no attention.
Yeah, once he left Detroit, that's when the antics started.
Right. Think about it, man. We don't sell you. We don't sell. We don't make some money off you, man. We don't show you how to make some money. Be you. Don't even worry about it. We'll handle that. We'll pay all these fines. Just be you. That's all, man.
Right.
How many guys like Dennis Rodman had their own shoe, man? Come on, man. I'm keeping it real.
Right. Yeah. You know. Yeah, you got, like you say, the rebels. You just got to be one of those rebels who we believe in. You can't be a rebel with antics. You got to be a rebel with a cause.
Saying, you got to look at it like this. Bosworth made his money to Bo Jackson Tracting. He was a rebel. He just came in was a straight asshole. Excuse my language. But a straight asshole, but he made his money before he walked out the league, didn't he? And Bosworth's jerseys went out the roof, man. And Bosworth's jerseys went out the roof, man.
Yeah. And then he got Bosworth. And he got movie deals and everything.
I'm trying to tell you. LeBron know what he's doing. We don't make no money, Johnny, if you come to this town and try to be humble and try to be the perfect little football player. We don't make no money. Be you, man. Go ahead and be you, man. Don't even worry about it. We got you. Chris got you, man. Don't worry about it. Chris, your agent, man. He handled them Browns. We can handle them little Indians, man. We got them little Indians in our lap, man. Don't worry about it. That's how they feel about us, man.
Let me say this. Speaking of the Browns, and first of all, I just want to say to the world, man, I give a special shout out, man, to Big Brother Almighty. Not only did he help out at the Young People Versus Violence, he was a big brother to me, making me sit down. He kept telling me, man, get healthy, man. Sit down, man. What are you doing? I'm running around trying to coach everything. But I just want to let the world know, man, that you hear Coach Allen. I call him Coach Allen because he also coaches the kids, too. You hear him here, but you just don't know how genuine his heart is for the community and the future of the youth. So big shout out to you, big bro. You hear me, Al?
Yeah, Big Brother Almighty.
Yeah, I hear you. Back to our beat, though. We'll talk about that in a second. Back to our beat.
Right.
We don't mess this time. We don't mess this time up. I'm surprised you ain't got no kids on here. Zeke can't holler at nobody, man.
Right, right.
Never hear Zeke raise his voice.
He was heavy on the whistle, Big Brother Almighty, in the you know, while you was repping them games, man. They easy on the whistle, big homie.
This is what I wanted to ask you, Big Brother Almighty. They changed the logo of the Browns with the dog named Swagger. What do you think about the new logo?
I don't need that, man. I don't need all that. I don't need that. Just put that orange helmet out there. That's what I grew up with. I don't need all that, man. I don't need it. I ain't even lie to you. I don't need it. I want to win a championship the way we was born, man. You know what I mean? Win the way we was born, man. All that changes. This guy trying to sell tickets. He's about to raise the ticket prices anyway. He's going to be just like Dan Kill. We don't be able to get a Brown ticket unless he's a ticket holder. Oh, boy. Hoyer got two games. He messed up. Johnny in for the rest of the season. You see they trying to get a little extra contract, so he can be a backup, so when Johnny finally fall on his face, he can step in to take over and calm everything down.
Man, you being so disrespectful right
now, man.
That's
the way I feel about him. I'm hard on him, man. I'm hard on him. You know what I mean? I'm hard on him. I'm keeping real, man.
Cold hard.
We still need to try to get Andre Johnson in here. We can't cut him loose from them old what's your name, man, from Texas. We get Andre Johnson in here. I ain't thinking about Josh.
Right. You wouldn't need to worry, because Andre Johnson could bring it.
Man, that dude don't catch a cold, man. I ain't even worried about it, man.
Hey, that would be big time. Hey, speaking of the Cleveland Browns, the owner, Jimmy Haslam, he had to pay $92 million for that truck company that he owned when he was giving all the people. What's up with Jimmy having the people out with the truck company, man?
Man, you're a hustler, man. But he'll get it back by raising the Browns ticket. He a hustler, man. You just got a riverboat gambler here as the owner, man. That's a riverboat gambler, man. He don't take that chance. Only way they caught him, they put somebody inside. He wasn't gonna tell it. You wouldn't have never knew if they hadn't put nobody inside. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's real, man. What's up with Jerry Jones, man? I already getting his eyes took out. He got some better eyes or something, man.
Let me ask you this, big brother. This is my last question to you, man. The U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder for us all, he say that he called the Washington Redskins nickname offensive, and he wants it to be changed. Now that we're getting the U.S. Attorney General in this mix, should the Washington Redskins really change the nickname Redskins?
Why should they? Did it have the Indians change their name? Man, that ain't got nothing to do with you got these guys on reservations, man. You don't even, these guys really ain't allowed to lead a reservation. They feed them liquor, man, and give them a check, man, and that's it. How many Indians in the league? How many Indians on the football field? None. Come on, man. These guys is non-existent, man. So why would you worry about a logo? Why don't you worry about trying to get them into the society? You don't even see them. You know what I mean?
Right.
They worried about the little thing. That's the little thing, man. And that's some people, that's some white people that just feel bad. You know what I mean? That ain't even the Indians. The Indians, they ain't even care. As long as they get 7 cases of Jack every month, man.
They get their fire water every money they check. They cool, man. I can't tell you something. That's a true story, man. They make liquor water every day on the reservation.
I'm with Dan Snyder, man. I would really hold on to what I believe in. When I bought the team, it was named the Washington Redskins. Until I sell it, it's going to be the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, man, I ain't thinking about that. Y'all thinking about the wrong things, man. Won't y'all go over there and go to the U.S. General and say, hey, man, can you let some of them Indians come to a Redskins game and say something? Maybe they might be happy. They see their logo. They might see which tribal member that is. You never know.
I really agree with
you know, Big Brother Almighty, is that man, just play football. I mean, it's over with. It's bigger than you. I mean, you should have been did that when you first came out, you know. But now it's 50, it's 100 years going, so man, let it ride.
His logo is a $1 billion business, man.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's one fight I don't think you need to fight. You need to just lean back and, you know, try to get a settlement out of court or something on the
net. And all he'll do is throw him a couple million like he did last time, and it lasted 9 years.
Exactly.
They tell my will, it might speed up this year. Okay, it don't last 7 years this time. Okay.
All right. Exactly. So I agree with you, man. Yeah, so... Yeah, man, we appreciate you calling in, Big Brother Almighty. You got anything else for us? Go to the commercial. I'm listening.
Hey, give your boy, give your brother Bird a call, man. He broke his hip.
Did he?
Oh.
Yeah. Give him a call, man. He broke his hip, man. He in the hospital doing kind of down. He kind of down right now.
Okay, I'll make sure I give him a call.
He on them good meds, though. He on that morphine.
He pressed that boy every 4 minutes.
You know what I mean? Hit that tap.
Yeah, hit that tap every 4 minutes. You know what it is, T.O.
You know what it is.
I ain't feeling nothing.
Man,
just
we love
like
you.
You're the guy.
Jeez.
Yeah, buddy.
Man.
That's what's up, Big Brother. We love you, man. Appreciate you calling in, taking time out to kick it with the streets, man. You know we're going to holler at you on Friday.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'll see you Saturday, L.
No doubt, no doubt. I'll see you Saturday, Big Bro.
Yeah.
Easy on the whistle, too.
Man.
Yeah,
Big
man.
Brother.
Too bad the rain had to, you know, dampen everything that was going on. But, hey. Just call that extension. You know how we do
exactly.
It on the extension side.
Oh man, when they see those trophies, they're gonna play a little harder.
yeah, buddy.
Oh man, it's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. We've been hollering all night, man. The impact of LeBron James, Carmelo sign. The home run derby, the World Cup, African Americans in Major League Baseball. Where are we? You know what I mean. So it's frenzy. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Crazy blue.
You know when you're down. Come from the bottom. You at your lowest. There's only one thing left to do. Stimulate your mind, girl. It's Friday, you ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit. If you ain't scared to take a hit or two, stay away from that Reggie. Can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly. Got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the teens. Still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-life. Dead to chumps, give them no life.
cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
We get high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly, that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly, that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping. Been since pimping, since been pimping, I'm talking about go near another motherfucker. Say that near another, tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up. Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for. Real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint. Already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low, even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas. That ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill. You know over here.
We get high, high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp.
You already know. This Streets of Talk is Sports Talk Show. What a twist of hip-hop. It's the super producer, T-Bro, and your host, L Boogie. Man, that was fabulous. We shouting that out to all the participants in the Home Run Derby, letting that ball go, man. It gets hot. You know what I mean?
Hey,
so,
y'all.
Oh, man. Chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah.
So,
hey, a couple other points of news, man. You know about the Washington Generals, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the Washington Generals, man, that was the team that followed the Harlem Globetrotters everywhere they went, took all them losses for about 50 years. Well, man, the mastermind behind the Washington Generals died, man, and his name was Louis Red Klotz. He was the brainiac behind everything of the Washington Generals getting together with the Harlem Globetrotters and also having those guys making a living by losing. So it ain't too bad losing if you're making $100 million every year traveling around the world to play at the Harlem Globetrotters. So all things, you know, ain't too bad, L Boogie. And also, man, did you know that, Babe Ruth, they found this boy's contract from 1918 when he was with the Boston Red Sox. Hell, Boogie, the damn contract sold for $1.2 million at an auction on Saturday. What the? Who? Babe Ruth been dead a long time. What does the contract mean? What do you want a contract for that's old and rusted? And then in MMA news, man, we got an all-female, I'm talking about an all-female light session coming up, September 6th, Invicta Promotions. They coming out with their own, Invicta Fighting, man, they coming out with their own little championships, man. It's all women, no men involved. So we're going to see a whole bunch of women. This MMA for women and took over. Look what Ronda Rousey did. She got these girls hyped up to get beat up in the ring, I tell you. But on some sad news in baseball, man, one of the Milwaukee Brewers, the shortstop, his name was John Segura. He had to leave, man, the other night after a baseball game. I think they were playing the St. Louis Cardinals, and, man, got some bad. You know, it's never a time to get news, bad news especially, but right after the game, right on the cell phone, dog had to rush back to his hometown of the Dominican Republic. Man, nine-month-old son had passed away. So, you know, from the streets, man, we give y'all praises and, you know, our condolences and hope everything you can get, you know, make it through this tough situation. So, yeah, L Boogie, that's about the rest of the news for today, man. Besides, we're going to get on Donald Sterling Friday talking about he ain't selling the Clippers and now we It was supposed to be June 3rd. We were supposed to have all this all said and done. He talking about the trial ain't going to be the July 21st. What the? What is going on right here? Donna Sterling, you ain't off the hook yet. L. Boogie, I want to give a shout-out to studio guest, man. You know what it is, Six Dudes Dudes. Your boy, Bruce, straight from the C-Town, man, and made it back to this triple digits, you know. Hey, man, everybody checking us out on the web, straight from everywhere, the south, the north, the east, and the west. You know how we get down, man. Big shout out to the big homie, man, out there in H-Town in Houston, man. D. McGee, I see you, man.
Man, first of all, I want to give a shout out to God, you know what I mean, for letting us do this show again every Monday and Friday. Man, shout out to greatness, you know what I mean, for inspiring us to do what we do because we can't be stopped. Shout out to Dynasty, Heaven Know Youth, man, for, you know what I'm saying, all the sponsors. Councilman T.J. Dow, London Fletcher, Earl Boykins, C-Town, Vector Screening and Printing, you know what I mean, Blow Inc. for providing the DJ, you know what I mean, it was just going down, man. So, and all the participants and coaches who made it happen Saturday, and we're going to finish it off this Saturday coming up, and we're going to continue to fight, you know what I'm saying, this thing we call violence, man. And it can be jealousy. You know what I mean? It could be hate, which is jealousy. You know what I mean? That can turn, that makes violence. So we're going to show you how to be you and be an impact in society, whatever you want to be. So, you know what I mean? And I want to say thank you and everybody in Phoenix also supporting the movement.
Shout out to the Hippie Thugs, man. They're my boys, man. The Hippie Thug family. What's happening? See y'all checking it out. Big shouts out to Dog Park, Texas. Stand up, man. LB, you ready to ride?
You already know. Let's do it.
Man, you know what it is, man. Straight from the streets, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well as we have. And, you know, there's a lot of things happening in this sports world. LB, you next. Who leaving next? Who getting traded?
I don't know, but whoever it is, I'm going to tell a friend. To tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
On the streets, baby. I got the American League. We gonna be, yeah, we gotta do something. Let's go, American League. Just in case them Rangers make a run at it. Yeah. Now I'm released, how will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirty niggas did? We kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging, the world is a war zone. My homies are inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. Just scheming on ways to put the weed inside the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, busting the beans on a ranch that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are gone. I'm like a fiend and finally feeding on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be hosting, picture me rolling. Baby, now. Side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like do it. Get some back. I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body, sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Yeah.
fuck up in it. Normally the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't see you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. I'm a count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm a clock it. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. The spooky shit that we infect and get the street sales.
Most move as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us rubber.